Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. New South Wales is reporting 110 new cases of community transmission of COVID-19. The results come from almost 84,000 tests, which is the highest number in the state in one day. But 43 of the new cases were in the community while infectious. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's worried that number's still so high.
Those 43 people haven't necessarily done the wrong thing, but what it does show is how infectious and contagious the virus is. So it means that every time you have contact with another human being, you risk either getting the virus or passing the virus on.
Victoria has recorded 22 new local COVID-19 infections on the sixth day of its extended statewide lockdown. All of the new cases are linked to current outbreaks. It takes the total number of active cases across Victoria to 107. The state's current lockdown is due to end on the 27th of July. South Australia has detected a new case of COVID-19 overnight, taking the current cluster to 6. The latest person is a close contact of another positive case, who also went to the Greek on Halifax restaurant, where the 5th case started yesterday. The state is on its first full day of a week-long lockdown to limit the further spread of coronavirus. Prime Minister Scott Morrison insists he shares the frustrations of the more than half the Australian population in lockdown, but he continues to deny the slow vaccine rollout is responsible for the widespread restrictions. Australia is lagging behind the rest of the world, with just 14% of the population fully vaccinated. Mr. Morrison's told Adelaide radio station 5AA there was no plan that said that Australia would be at 65 or 70% vaccination rate at this point in time.
I understand that there's great frustration. Believe me, I feel the same frustration. And this latest Delta variant has thrown a completely new curveball on this issue, which every single country in the world is wrestling with.
United States billionaire Jeff Bezos has completed an 11-minute trip to the edge of space on board his company's New Shepard launch vehicle. The Amazon founder took off from West Texas just days after fellow billionaire Richard Branson completed his space tourism mission. This is what Mr. Bezos told the crew while they were waiting for liftoff.
What we're doing is not only adventure and it is fun, but it's also important because what we're doing is the first step of something big.
And Brisbane will find out tonight if its bid to host the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games is successful. The Queensland capital needs to get the backing of the International Olympic Committee via a vote of 87 members meeting in Tokyo. The Brisbane 2032 team will make a formal final presentation to the IOC meeting before the poll. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.